Spirit of the living God, thank you. I welcome you. Thank you for taking your place, not just in this sanctuary, but also in the life of as many who will be watching us on the internet. In the name of Jesus. Before you sit down, I want you to pray a prayer. You're going to pray that whatever is in your life that is working against you, that the Lord should expose it and destroy it. Anything in my life working against me, Father, expose it, expose them, destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever, oh God, is hidden in my life that is working against me, working against my home, working against my destiny. Whatever it is, oh God, that is working against my life, working against my family, oh God, expose it, oh God, expose them. Expose them, expose them, and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, Zekiti Nazabana, Pelita, Bado Zege, Mingilagos Kabana Zagariata. Whatever, oh God, is in my life, in my destiny, that is working against me, working against my family, Lord Jesus, expose them, destroy them. Whatever the enemy has eaten in my life, in my home, in my family, in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, working against me, Father, expose them and destroy them. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please be seated. I want to take us through some reasons for Thanksgiving this year, 2020. The psalmist says in Psalm 34, verse 1 through to 3, Psalm 34, 1 through to 3, I will bless the Lord at all times. That's very significant. Which is to say, before we came this far, God has already made things that will make us bless Him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Also, another implication is no matter what is happening around me, I will always bless the Lord. His praise will always be in my mouth. Rather than me complaining, I will be praising Him. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. He says, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Holy Spirit, help me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. David said, I will do it. But I also want you to join me to exalt the Lord, to magnify him, to make him big. God is already big. Praise the Lord. I want you to think about it. It's not your ability, it's not my ability that has saved us from unseen and seen enemies. From the day we were born, even through this past 2019, many of us fought battles. Some of us have been fighting battles since we were born. But it has been the saving grace of God. David said, there are some who are stronger than me, but you are the one who delivered me. The Bible says, in Jeremiah 31 and verse 11. Watch this. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob. Even though Jacob did not know. God hath redeemed Jacob. He has done it, past tense. Not that he will do it. That is why I know this 2020, you are already redeemed. That's one reason to thank God. He has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of the one that is stronger than he. Do you want to thank God for redeeming your life, your family, your destiny from the past, even through this new year, even through this new decade? Will you lift up your voice and just exalt his holy name? I want you to think back. Do you think it was your smartness, your cunningness, your ability in driving to and fro who preserved you? You can't give the glory of your preservation to your own ability. You can't give the glory of the preservation of your family to your own ability or to whatever the government could do. If it had not been the Lord on our side, think about it. Where would you have been? Our priorities must be in the right place. Our priorities must be in Christ and on Christ. He said in Psalm 121 and verse 8, I'm just giving you some reasons. He says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. When God gives you such a guarantee, all you can do is to praise him. All you can do is to worship him. That, Lord, I thank you for preserving me this far. Thank you, because I know you will preserve me. You will preserve my household. You will preserve my children, my spouse, through this year 2020. You will preserve your church. Thank you, mighty God. I am thanking you for the past. I am thanking you for the present. I am thanking you in advance. Is there somebody here who will just say, Lord, thank you? The Bible says in Lamentations 3, verse 22 through to 23, it is because of God's mercies that we are not consumed. It is what? Because of God's mercies. Not because of my know-how. Not because your car is bulletproof. Not because of all the locks you have in your home. It's because of God's mercies. Yesterday, I needed an electrician to do something for me at home. I know quite a few of them. And I called out to two. I sent them messages. One of them was a very young boy. This boy will probably be maybe 24, 25. He's a believer. The other one is not a believer. As a matter of fact, the other one, which is the one that came eventually, when it comes close to you, you can smell weed, smoke, everything around him. The smoke itself has darkened him. But I know he has a good heart. Because yesterday I was talking to him about Jesus. I was talking to him about giving his life to Christ. To cut a long story short, suddenly there was a reply from this young boy's phone. And it was his adopted son.
who said, 8 days ago, he passed away. I was in shock. How? Why? It's a bacterial infection. Bacterial infection. He's a believer. He knows the Lord. He loves the Lord. The Bible says, eat of the Lord's mercies. This other one does not know. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Not everybody that shouted Happy New Year 2020 is alive today. That's why you can't take it for granted. Every moment you have. My wife will tell you, I can't go a moment without saying thank you, Jesus. I can't. It has been part of my life because I will think of something that if it had not been God, just say thank you, Jesus. It's because of God's mercies that we are not consumed. His innumerable, uncountable mercies. That's why his mercies has to be new every day. New mercy every day. The mercy we are going to consume today is going to be different from the mercy. A new mercy will be released as we are waking up. We are waking up into God's mercy. Why would you not stand and just say thank you? Father, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you because they are new every day in my life. Thank you because great is your faithfulness. My faithfulness may not be great, but great is your faithfulness. Somebody say, shout on the top of your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. How many times do we walk through the valley of the shadow of death? While you are driving on the road, you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, but thou art with me. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life, around me, around my children. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. He gave us his word ahead. In Isaiah 28 and 18. And your covenant with death will be annulled. That's something to thank God for. That covenant with death in 2020 is already eliminated. It is canceled. The blood of Jesus has canceled it. Somebody say, I shall live and not die to declare the glory of God. In Jesus' name, in the land of the living, in this year 2020, and many, many years to come, my children shall live. They shall not die. He says that your agreement with hell shall not stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know how many people slept the sleep of death? Sometimes I just laugh when I see the arrogance of men. When I look at the arrogance of man, thinking you are something when you are just a breath away from nothing. Praise the Lord. Huh? You wake up in the morning and you take it for granted that you woke up. No praise from your heart. No glory from your mouth. Some people wake up complaining. But you and I, in 2019, that's why we are here. We did not sleep the sleep of death. Our children did not sleep the sleep of death. Hallelujah. Huh? It's not because we knew how to watch over ourselves. You see, when we have become too over familiar with everyday normal blessings, until those blessings are not there, then you realize that this thing is very important. I shouldn't take it for granted. Praise the Lord. Think about it. Every morning you wake up, you take it for granted that your car will start. Isn't it? You just put the key or the one you press the button. Zoom, zoom, zoom. But you are ready for work. You're actually late. And you put your key there or you start. And the car says, today, I'm not going anywhere. Before you know it, you may start panicking. You know that because that car is not starting, that can ruin so many things in your day. Praise the Lord. That car, you have taken it for granted that it will start. It will start. But it didn't start. Then you realize that this thing is important too. And maybe it has been giving you signal. And you pay no attention. Huh? B13 service is due. Huh? As a church, should we not thank God that the gates of hell did not prevail over us? They tried. They've always tried. Satan has always shot his arrows. But the word of the Lord remains active. I will build my church. Thank God is the one building his church. Which human being can stand against the gate of hell? It's important to thank him. That Lord, thank you. That you have not allowed the gates of hell to swallow me. You have not allowed the gates of hell to prevail over us as a church. Think about workplace calamity, workplace problems. I met a guy, very pleasant guy. His left hand has been cut off, and he's a believer too. He was at work. And his hand got caught up on something and he cut it off. Oh, you may say, well, I don't work in areas where we use anything to cut off. You that you are nurses here, God forbid, you make one single mistake, you know that's the end of your license. That's a workplace calamity. But God did not allow that to be your portion. Oh, very well. You know what? I don't see to patients. My own is documents. What if you put the wrong thing down and it affects the whole of the company? That's enough to say thank you. This guy with that one hand, he said, "Pastor, I can't be angry. I just want to thank God that even though my hand was cut off, but I still have life. I faced the wall and I say, Lord, forgive me." Peradventure, I have taken it for granted that I have two hands. Clap for Jesus! And your clapping is like somebody who wants to kill mosquito. Think about it. Think about it. If this guy was in a congregation where they say clap for Jesus, he would take the stump and he would clap like never before. And in his mind, how I wish I had my hand now. But the people who have their hand now, clap for Jesus. Even mosquito cannot die like that. Talking about appreciating God. And I'm giving us some reasons. Do you know how many shootings happened in churches, in schools, at Walmart? Don't you go there? Don't our children go there? In the malls? But there's a presence of God, a protection that is following you, that is following me. The angel of goodness and mercy, the one that is shielding you and I away. If only God could open our eyes to see the battles he wins for us on a daily basis, some of us will come to church and we'll be rolling on the floor every day, every Sunday, every time we meet, saying, "Lord, I thank you." Recently, I saw in the news, and I'm sure some of us saw it, there was a minor accident, and traffic people, police, they were standing there, and here comes this 16-wheeler skidding off the road. Huh? And everybody running for their lives. And it tumbled and tumbles over a car and smashing every other one. Thank God nobody was in his path. Only God knows what happened to the driver. Huh? You've driven past them. We've driven on snow. We've driven on ice. As we are going, we see cars that have tumbled already. And you want to take every day for granted? And you don't want to say, "Thank you, Jesus"? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, I pray and I hope that everything you are hearing will not go into deaf ears. Because you can't unhear them now. Deuteronomy 8 verse 10. Deuteronomy 8 10. He says, when you have eaten and you are full. You have eaten, you are full. He says, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good of the land which he has given you. You shall bless the Lord. You have eaten, you are full. There are some who have nothing to eat, not to talk of being full. Will you not thank God for the new things he has started in your life this year, even if you have not noticed it?
Praise the Lord.
You see, dwelling on what did not work will stop you from dwelling on what worked. And then that will stop you from thanking God. I want you to thank God. Because the Lord says in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? He says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Will you just stand with me and begin to thank God for the new things that God has set in motion in your life this year, in your family this year, in your marriage this year, in your career this year, in your relationships, in your finances, in your emotion? Will you begin to thank the Lord? Will you just say thank you? Father God, I am grateful for the new things you have started, for the new things you have begun. You have set them in motion. I know, I see them by faith. I may not see them in the physical yet, but I know that you have started something new in my life, in my home, in my finances, in my spiritual life, because this year I'm going to be praying more. In my career, because I am going higher. Lord God, in my health, oh God, because I'm going to be making better choices. Thank you, King of Glory, in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says that he that keepeth you does not sleep. It doesn't slumber. Even parents of newborn babies, they sleep. When they hear the baby cry, they think they are dreaming. Some will question, whose baby is that? No, it's your own. But you are asleep. But God, who watches over you and I, because we are his babies, the Bible says it doesn't sleep. So it is there watching. Oh my, I don't know. Please sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. I don't know how many of us have really been in love, or you really love your spouse. You just wake up, whether in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and all you are doing is just looking at your spouse sleeping. I don't know how many of you have been there. You are just watching. And you are just saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Look at how she is sleeping beautifully. Only a little bit of snoring. I didn't tell you that my wife is snoring. You know, I know I snore. Music, and it doesn't disturb her. So imagine God watching over you while you sleep. He's just looking at you. See, look at his big head. And I love him very much. Look at him. I've planned something big for him tomorrow. Something great and glorious. He's going to go places. He's going to do great things. While God is there, the one who watches over you, how can the devil come in? Oh, come on, somebody wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Because he says in Psalm 91 and verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge. Not only does he watch, he also assigns angels. Let me tell you something. You see, ignorance is not good. Everybody has at least one angel that is following them, that God has assigned to you. There's at least an angel. If you are very sensitive by the Holy Spirit, sometimes you will feel the presence of your angel standing with you. Praise the Lord. You know somebody is there with you, and that person there with you is not making you afraid. Hallelujah. He gives his angels charge. How? Look at it. He says, to keep you in all your ways. I'm just reminding you why you should appreciate God. Pharaoh thought, I will kill Israel. They killed my firstborn. They killed our firstborn sons. I will kill them. At the Red Sea, I will kill them. They've never been this far before. I will kill them. The enemy does not want us to see the new year. Does not want us to see the new decade. But here we are standing. God opened the Red Sea. God opened the way for you and I to cross over. He has set before you an open door. The enemy cannot close. He has set before me an open door. The enemy cannot close. It's your turn to shine. I'm no longer going back to slavery. I'm no longer going back to lack. I am stepping in into abundance. I am stepping in into elevation. I am stepping in into productivity. I am stepping in into blessedness. Thank you, Jesus, for the door you have opened for my children. Thank you, Jesus, for the new doors you have opened for my wife. My God never opens an evil door. He only opens good doors. He only opens doors of blessing. He only opens doors of favor. That was why when the children of Israel, they crossed over the Red Sea, on the other side, they began to sing praise. They began to glorify God because they looked back. They could see their enemies that they were drowning in the Red Sea. Every enemy that has pursued you, that has pursued me through 2019, God will make sure that they will never find you again. They will never see you again. They will never see me again. Because they themselves, they have been lost. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Don't let your thank you be a mental thank you. Well, let me say thank you because Pastor said we should say thank you. Let me say thank you because if I don't say thank you, the person next to me will be looking at me. Are you a witch? You see, thanksgiving that is not from the heart, it's not thanksgiving at all. Have you seen somebody who said, I'm sorry, but they are not really sorry? Because it's not sorry from the heart. People can say, thank you, Jesus, but it's not from the depths of your heart. Because they don't know how to think. They don't know how to appreciate. Appreciation is a key factor to advancement in life. Praise the Lord. Because of my time, I will stop here. But join us as we pray every day, 5:30. And as we start the fast, so pray in the morning and in the evening. Join us. We'll send the details to us. Hallelujah. In the next few minutes that we have, I want us to pray these prayers vigorously. I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to ask the Lord and say, Father, let your light shine. Let it shine for me. Let it shine for me so that I will not be in darkness. So that the darkness will not cover my life. So that darkness will not cover my family.